As consumer prices continue to recede, Wall Street is, well, having a party. So how about food prices? There's some good news there as well, and we'll take a look at several categories of food and let you know what the annual increase or decrease was in prices as of December. HBO Max is raising prices for the first time. Here's a question for you. Are the rumors true about Subway? Pepsi is discontinuing one of its favorite flavors, and yes, we'll share what it is. But wait a minute. They're fake accounts, and we're not talking about Twitter. Rent the Runway and Amazon have inked a deal. We've got the Wall Street Report, and psst, hey, want to buy a hot Twitter username? Let's check the business news headlines now.
Insight on business news and comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot. TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Thursday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby, and yeah, we are also on Twitter. You can find us at IOB_NewsHour. Well, it is the first time in nearly 3 years that inflation has fallen month over month. The Bureau of Labor Statistics reported the Consumer Price Index fell yet again, this time down 0.1% in December. The last time prices were lower than the previous month was in May of 2020. The inflation gauge also showed that year-over-year prices continued to cool last month, slowing to 6.5% from 7.1% in November. It is the smallest annual increase since May of 2021. To put all of this in perspective, the inflation rate back in June, if you remember, was 9.1%. So indeed, we have come a long way in less than a year. All of that means Wall Street had a bit of a party, and I'll share some of those numbers with you later in the broadcast. So let's dig a bit deeper and check out food prices. The latest Consumer Price Index shows that the price of increases for food, by and large, are at least growing at slower rates. CNN is reporting that in December, food at home prices increased 0.2% from the month before. That is, however, the smallest monthly increase since March of 2021. On an annual basis, however, grocery prices remain stubbornly high and nearly double the rate of overall inflation at 11.8% year over year. And there is so much impacting food costs. Think about it. Fertilizer, fuel, labor, weather, you know, the list gets pretty long. Meanwhile, egg prices are up 59.9% year over year, a rate not seen since 1973, when high food costs, shortages, and price freezes caused certain agricultural products to soar in price. Since early last year, a deadly avian flu has devastated poultry flocks, especially turkeys and egg-laying hens, and that was compounded by increasing demand and higher input costs for feed. So, what's the bottom line? Here's a quick look at food prices annualized for December. Like we just reported, eggs are up 59.9%. for the year. Butter and margarine up by over 35%. Lettuce up 24%. Flour and prepared flour mixes up by 23%. Canned fruits and vegetables up 18%. Bread has gone up by 15%. Cereals and cereal products up by 15%. Coffee up 14%. Milk up 12.5% annually. Chicken gained 10.9%. Baby food up by 10.7%, fresh fruits, up by 3%, uncooked ground beef had gained 0.7%, bacon and related products down 3.7%, and uncooked beef steaks down by 5.4%. 4% on an annualized basis in December. Well, if you subscribe to HBO Max, there is a price hike. CNN is reporting that HBO Max, which debuted in May of 2020, is getting its first ever price hike. Effective immediately, the ad-free HBO Max plan will be $15.99 a month. That's an increase of a buck. That's 50 cents higher, more than Netflix standard plan, which costs $15.49 per month. The HBO Max with ads, which launched in June of 2022, remains the same at $9.99 a month. Current subscribers' service will pay more in their next billing cycle on or after February 11. You have been warned. So are the rumors true? Might the entire company, Subway, be on the auction block? The Wall Street Journal is reporting that, if true, the company could be valued at upwards to $10 billion. However, at this point, details are still scarce. Specifics surrounding a possible sale of Subway are virtually non-existent due to the fact the fast food giant is a private company. As a private company, Subway does not have to disclose its financials or anything to do with its overall business strategies. At present, Subway operates approximately 37,000 locations worldwide. 21,000 of those locations are here in the U.S. And in recent years, the company's been working hard to boost sales by remodeling stores and revamping its menus. For all intents and purposes, the chain's efforts to enhance the customer experience have served it well, with same-store sales growing by approximately 13% year over year. That rumor? Stay tuned. Well, bye-bye, Sierra Mist. This story sort of snuck up on us. Pepsi has discontinued its popular Sierra Mist soda in favor of a new drink. The 24-year-old beverage will be replaced with a new lemon-lime offering called Starry. The move is the company's latest effort to compete with Sprite, which is owned by Coca-Cola. The new soda, which is caffeine-free, will be available regular and zero sugar nationwide this week. So what does it taste like? Well, it's being described as having a higher citrus flavor that stays more true to fruit compared to Sierra Mist. Let us know what you think. You can reach us on Twitter, IOB_NewsHour. Speaking of Twitter, JPMorgan Chase has closed down, not Twitter, but a website the company paid $175 million for. Why? Well, it's because of what Chase says are 4 million fake accounts. The website, known as Frank, it was learned that the founder, one Charlie Javis, used a data scientist to invent millions of fake accounts, according to JPMorgan. Now, the bank learned about the issue after sending out marketing emails to a batch of 400,000 customers, and about 70% of the emails, guess what, bounced back. Frank, by the way, is a website for college financial aid. Well, this is one way to expand. Bloomberg is reporting that Rent the Runway will launch an online storefront with Amazon.com, expanding the clothing rental company's reach beyond the subscription business model. The Amazon fashion platform will feature previously worn styles from designers that Rent the Runway already works with, as well as new and unworn designs. Rent the Runway suffered from a drop in subscribers during the pandemic, prompting a restructuring plan in September that included dismissing about a quarter of its non-hourly employees. Since then, the clothing rental company has added new subscribers and, in December, boosted its annual revenue outlook, noting considerable progress on consumer initiatives. Well, buoyed by a drop in overall inflation, Wall Street gained on the day, with the Dow up by 216 points to end the trade at 34,189, while the NASDAQ gained 69 points to close at 11,001, and the S&P 500 was up by 13 points to end the session at 3983. In response to the inflation data, investors are feeling confident the Fed will raise interest rates by just 0.25%. We shall see. Oil? Well, that closed even at $78.39 a barrel. Meanwhile, get this. Here in Des Moines, Iowa, a gallon of unleaded 10% ethanol gasoline dropped by 33 cents in the past 24 hours. And finally, there is this, and this is all about buying Twitter usernames. No, buying them, really. The Wall Street Journal is reporting that Twitter is considering selling usernames in a bid to boost business, citing anonymous sources. Engineers at the social media site, which Elon Musk purchased in October, have reportedly considered holding auctions for usernames. The potential move comes as Musk said he would deactivate about 1.5 million unused accounts in order to free up more space for other people. It is unclear whether the plan will come to fruition. However, Musk is keen to boost revenue at the company following the turbulent period surrounding his acquisition. And that is a wrap for the business news headlines for today. Thanks so very much for joining us, for all of us that put this together each and every day. Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator, sales and marketing. Aaron Libby, the voice of the Business News Hour, is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great evening. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.